The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. Now on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, this is the Bears Coaches Show with Bears head coach Mark Trestman, the coaching staff, and Bears management. The Bears Coaches Show is brought to you by McDonald's and sponsored by Bridgestone, Miller Lite, and North Shore University Health System. Now, from Palace Hall, here's the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
Still a week away from a visit for the New Orleans Saints here at Soldier Field. The Bears in the midst of just one game in 10 days after the Thursday night loss to the Dallas Cowboys. And welcome in to the Chicago Bears Network studios at Halas Hall in Lake Forest. Jeff Joniak with Mark Trestman, brought to you by McDonald's. And welcome in, Coach Trestman. You had some work today. Get the guys in after a couple of days off. How'd they look today? And what's their attitude like more than anything with what's transpired now over the weekend and knowing for sure that this team will not be able to go to the playoffs?
Well, I think that, coming off a couple days rest. They came in. They wanted to get some work in, get a sweat up. We went indoors today to try to get as much of a lather as we could, and we went through individual and we had some competition and got through it briskly, quickly, and we got something out of it. Jeff,
it's weird to have a couple of days off. You played 5 days ago, a couple of days off. Bring them in for a day, and now two more days off. But that's the way it rolls. That's the Monday night schedule you're on right now.
That's exactly right. A little different going Thursday to Monday. But we're excited to do it, certainly, to have an opportunity to have a national stage and to get back on the winning track is important to every guy.
Did you catch anything that happened in the NFL yesterday?
Very little.
Anything surprise you, what you heard from some of the upsets and so forth?
Really haven't had a chance to look much into it. Got in early today and got refocused on getting these guys going in this competitive day that we had and moving forward with New Orleans.
All right, so with the players and even to some extent coaches, with 4 days off and five, there's a lot of thinking, I'm sure, that goes on. You want these guys to relax, get healed up a little bit. If this were a different scenario, that would have been a great thing to have before a stretch run, right? You got to look at it the same way, though. You have to look at it the same. This is a great thing to have, get these guys a little healthier, clear their minds a little bit for the final three games.
Yeah, we're going to turn it into a positive any way we can, and the opportunity to look inward, get ourselves stabilized for what's ahead, I think, is really important. I think the guys, got a good group of guys that will do this. Spend some time thinking about how they want to handle this week. And also to get on New Orleans. They'll have a couple days now to get on New Orleans when we're not with them, and they will, to invest in this game.
Any more introspective thoughts on your part, just on where some of the things that have hovered over the course of this season in terms of performance and execution, anything come clearer to you?
No, I think that it's all crystal clear. You look at last week's game, we have a 7-7 game. We don't make a stop on third and long. They go in and score. We come out in it's 14-7. We come out in the third quarter, convert, fumble. They respond with a touchdown. We have a third down penalty after we got a first down. They respond by blocking a kick, touchdown, and it's 28-7. I mean, this is you can't win football games this way, and there's no moral victories in the fight back and the effort that everybody made in trying to come back and put us in a position to win at the end. It's just not enough. We're doing the same things on a consistent basis that are stopping ourselves, and that go beyond effort, that go beyond strategy, each and every guy has to be accountable for, and that starts with me.
Yeah. So that's the next question. I mean, how do you seek your answers?
The only way to do it is to go back to work and put an emphasis on the things that we need to get better at. And that starts with fundamentals and techniques, and that would be regardless of what our record is. That's number one. I mean, you never stop trying to get better in practice. We got a lot of young players we're trying to develop and get better, and we'll go to work on that. And then do the other things that during the course of practice are similar to what game situations are. So we can be a smarter, more disciplined team all the way around.
There's got to be some genuine excitement for young players that are going to have opportunities here and have had opportunities to really solidify kind of a platform for them moving forward. Right?
Well, yeah, they're going to get an opportunity to put a lot of plays on tape, a lot of opportunity to show that they can make plays, to be in the right place, do the right thing, use the right fundamentals, techniques, stance, whatever it might be. And to do it on a consistent basis, and we're all evaluating each and every day. It wouldn't matter what part of the season it's in, or our record. That's what we do each and every day. We try to put our team in a position to get better.
You obviously have tight coaching staff and so forth, but throughout this experience this season or last season as well, are there people that you rely on for trust in terms of bouncing ideas off of, maybe even outside the building through the course of your 30-some years in coaching?
Yeah, I think, you know, every leader has its inner, has his inner circle. I think it's important that you do. You have people that you can, you know, get feedback from that have your best interests at heart. And we have people on our staff, certainly, that I go to, and certainly people outside the building as well. But most of that is within the building.
What's your anticipation injury-wise for some of these guys? I know you've got several days to make those decisions, but could we possibly see guys like Jeremiah Ratliff and Conti Sharpton? And how is Brandon Marshall?
Yeah, I think all of that is really day-to-day. A lot of guys sat today and didn't practice. Try to get them a couple extra days of recovery. Brandon's been released from the hospital. He's back home. He's in good spirits.
And how about Robbie?
We're encouraged that he's continued to improve. Jay kicked today, so he got some work today. And again, that'll be a day-to-day thing for Robbie.
Gosh, and at this point in the season, you got to even clarify Jay, because, you know, if you weren't paying attention, Jay Feely was the
kicker. Right, that's,
you know?
Right.
So,
it wasn't Jay, Jeremiah Ratliff, it wasn't Jay Cutler,
right.
It was Jay Feely.
Yep. Now, and it's crazy for him, and I don't even know if he had a great chance to get to know him at all yet, but 38-year-old kicker, Jay Feely had a chance to get back in an NFL game, and I don't... And working with guys on our staff like Jim Schwantz and Jay Hilgenberg on our broadcast, and certainly Tom, you know, every opportunity to play just one NFL snap is a big deal. Even when you think maybe it's over, if you get another opportunity, you go and take it.
Yeah, when guys are away from the game, they realize what it means to them even more than ever. And it's interesting that Jay got the onside kicks. You know, we were onside kick oriented certainly in the second half, and I got plenty of opportunity to do that as well.
I believe it was first time since 2003 the Bears have recovered onside kicks. So something new, and it'll be a footnote if nothing else.
Yeah, we don't want to be onside kicking.
No.
That's not a good sign of how we're playing. So we'd like to keep that to a minimum.
You definitely don't. Next Monday night, Saints-Bears game is brought to you by Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Chicago Bears. The first 40,000 fans, 21 years of age and older, to enter Soldier Field, receive a Bears Miller Lite tailgate apron. Miller Lite, the original light Pilsner.
Now, more of the Bears Coaches Show with head coach Mark Trestman on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Cutler awaits the snap, takes, floats in middle of the end zone to Bennett for the touchdown. Touchdown, Bears!
12 catches on 15 targets for Martellus Bennett, the player of the game, brought to you by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. And Martellus Bennett breaking Mike Ditka's 1964 single-season record for catches by a Bears tight end, and now in position to break his yardage record as well, also set in the 1964 season. It seemed really from the start of training camp that this was his focus. He was going to try and put up as much good math as possible to help his team win. And it's really proven out that way. He's headed towards a 1,000-yard season if it works out that way.
Yeah, Marty's done a very good job of changing his philosophy of playing the game. He has become extremely coachable. You could always coach him, but he's taken it to another level, become a lot more disciplined in his route running. And he's had time to work with Jay where they can communicate and spend time with each other and get on the same page, and that's really helped.
How does one do that? How does one change his philosophy?
Well, he says,
open up his mind?
Yeah, he just opens up and says, these are the things I have to do better. And Andy Bischoff's done a great job with him of creating structure around him and detail around him to be able to elevate his game. And he's taken to that and used it to his advantage and our advantage offensively.
Now, with a situation like that, is that something you went to him? Or he came to you?
No, I think that it's a collective process. After the season's over, we sit down, we look at everybody, we do a scheme evaluation of what we're doing collectively as an offense, and then what each player's doing. And then we sit down with our players and we go over what we saw. And Andy did a great job of evaluating, you know, where he was and what he could be. And I think this is the next step in his career. It's really going to be the second half of his career, so to speak. And Marty's got a chance to do very good things. You know, we got to utilize those things to help us win.
Yeah, he really focused on yard after the catch, too. And he's as rugged as they get at that tight end position. He's a big body. That is not a wide receiver body. That is a tight end body who plays like a wide receiver. That's my opinion. But he got four and five guys draped all over him. He's still tugging away, grinding his legs, and trying to get yards, which he did against the Cowboys. He got hammered pretty good in that game.
He did. And one thing Marty's done to try to help himself is he hasn't missed many practices. He's missed a few, but not many. He's pushed his way through, and you know every player needs to practice. It doesn't matter what level of player you're at, and I think this has really helped him. That he's found a way to get himself out there each and every day and get better.
And at the other tight end position, I want to bring up Dante Rosario because he gets put in that fullback position, and as I found out, it's something he did do in high school, and he played linebacker. He was heavily recruited as a linebacker at Oregon, and then they said, hey, you know, I'm going to put you in this other role as well. And he likes it. He loves it. He's always been a contact type of guy, but I know the league does do that a lot, moving tight ends, put them in an H-back or a fullback position, but the transition's got to, there's got to be some heart involved here.
There is, and his effort level was very high. It was at a easily at a winning level. For us this week. He does a lot of different things we ask him to do. One is to be a lead blocker at times, edge blocker at times, and certainly he's a more than sufficient pass receiver as well. You don't get to see that as much because his targets aren't the targets, the numbers that that Marty gets, but he's shown the ability to run and catch as well.
Let's talk about the running game. Any more thoughts on the running game as you move into these final three games?
No, we just we just can't tolerate where we are, you know. And if teams are taking it away, we got to throw the football. We got to do whatever it takes to move the football. If they're allowing us to run it, we've got to run it. But you know, we've got to do whatever it takes to move the football, and certainly. You know, a big part of that in all our minds is to be able to run the football better, and certainly better than we've run it the last couple weeks.
You touched on it. Rob Ryan, much like his brother, they like to mix it up pretty good and throw some exotic blitzes at you out of a 3-4. Their defense has had some issues. They've had some decent games as well, a lot of close games. They lost four close games early in the season, but they're giving up a lot of points and a lot of yards. What are you seeing?
Well, I haven't seen enough yet. We're just getting back into it. I had a chance to just glimpse at the Carolina game. You know, there were two fumbles early by New Orleans and left Carolina in position to score early and get ahead on them. And real credit to Carolina for keeping the lead. That's not easy to do in New Orleans in the Dome.
What do you like about Drew Brees as a quarterback?
You know, I like everything about him. I think he's the consummate professional. I had a chance in 2007 to just kind of watch him work and how he handles the team and meets. He's a very unselfish guy, in tune to the game plan, great at taking care of the football for the most part. It hasn't been an easy year for him. You know, I haven't looked at the stats that closely, but just week to week, it hasn't been his easiest year. But he's one of the great competitors in this business, and he's not going to tolerate what happened last week. They'll come in here focused and ready to go, and we got to be at our best.
All right, these already made quotes. I mean, maybe we need to show a little more professionalism. I don't exactly know what he's referring to, whether it's their preparation or game day. But you know, when a guy at that position says something like that, it resonates through the team.
No doubt, he's an elite player. He's got the respect of everybody in that organization. And as I said, you know, we're going to have to be ready to be in a very highly competitive game, and we need to be at our best.
All right, Mark. Well, good luck the course of the week. Get ready for the New Orleans Saints, and we'll talk to Mark after the New Orleans game on that following Tuesday.
The Bears Coaches Show with head coach Mark Trestman, and this hour featuring tight ends coach Andy Bischoff. Brought to you by McDonald's and sponsored by University of Phoenix, Verizon, Walgreens, and Xfinity. Once again, the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
And welcome back to the Bears Coaches Show here from the Chicago Bears Network Studios at Hallis Hall in Lake Forest. Jeff Joniak welcoming Bears tight end coach Andy Bischoff. How's your weekend?
You know what? It was spent away from our building. Thankfully, Mark gave us a couple days off. My wife, who actually works for the Big Ten Network, had a common day off on the weekend, and so we spent Saturday together just getting our mind away from things and enjoying each other.
Nice. Well, that must be fun and rare during a football season, no question, but the quirk of the scheduling, which we touched on with Coach Trestman, you know, given the Thursday, Monday, I mean, it's a crazy unorthodox schedule. Several teams are going through it, but is it hard to go and relax when you still got the specter of the season hanging over your head and a game coming up?
I think yes and no. I mean, I really think we always talk in this building about allowing yourself to get away, having that balance in your life. I mean, you talked about it, the rareness of a day like Saturday in the season. You really have to grab onto it and make the most of it. And, you know, I did get rest, but and your mind's still here.
Yeah.
But, Someone told me, and I don't know if it's true, but someone told me we were the first team in the history of the NFL to play back-to-back Thursday games. It's never been done before. Now, I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, I was not aware of that.
Somebody told me that.
You know, the fact that the Thanksgiving teams typically, traditionally, do get a little bit of a they don't do the Thursday thing. So that was definitely rare. But there have been a lot of strange things in the schedule. You go back even to the beginning of the season. Who goes from West Coast to East Coast on primetime games?
Right.
You know, that's the beauty of being a Chicago Bear, though, because they want you on the national stage. And, you know, that's great for the guys, too, to you know, I think it amps up their focus, even here in the late season when things haven't gone very well. They'll be ready to go on Monday night.
Absolutely.
Somehow, some way, they'll be ready to go because they like that stuff.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk about the Saints coming up, but I want to talk about Martellus Bennett because we did talk about him with Coach as well, just his own personal approach and how he's changed and how you've worked with him in terms of what he wanted to be in 2014. And we heard him in camp, and sometimes players say a lot of things in camp. Never really seems to come to fruition 100% of the time, but it is for Martellus Bennett. Why?
Well, I think he's benefited from a lot of things. I think, number one, he's benefited from his own hard work, commitment, detail, and focus. And I think that, more than anything, has helped him become more of the player that he wants to be. I think he's also benefited from some of the nagging injuries that have hampered some of the other guys. And it would be without saying to you know, we need to recognize that. And so, but in any kind of a sport, you need to be ready when your number's called. And so I think he has put forth the effort. He has made a better version of himself. And I think Jay's comfort level with him is clearly in a different place than it was a year ago. And because of that, he's been able to have some good games because of that.
You know, he's a heck of a presence out there, and you can line him up everywhere and feel comfortable. You can flex him to the boundary, and he can run a route. I watched a highlight last night from our television show, Bears Game Night Live, and just I remember during he was mic'd up. That's what it was. He was mic'd up, and I turned to Tom Thayer and said, "Man, you know, you gotta really notice how sudden this guy is at his size, at 6'6", 255, or whatever he is." He's a real sudden player, despite that size. And there's a lot of tight ends that are quick, but that suddenness certainly helps from route running.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you look at him. I mean, he is truly an amazing athlete. I mean, he's 270 pounds.
Oh, he's 270. Okay, I gave him 255.
I mean, he looks leaner than he was a year ago.
Yes, he definitely
does. He's actually heavier. His lean muscle is lower, which is incredible. I mean,
We should all be so lucky.
Well, we should be. But he impressive athlete. The suddenness is there, and we're certainly happy to have him.
Well, he's having a terrific year, and I sincerely hope, obviously, you get some wins here in these final three games, but a guy like him reaches that magic number at the tight end position of 1,000 yards and, you know, add to those touchdown totals. We got a career high now of 6 touchdowns. I'd love to see 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns from Martellus Bennett.
The Bears Coaches Show with tight ends coach Andy Bischoff and WBBM's Jeff Joniak continues.
I'm going to critique myself way harder than any coach is going to, and that's a hard thing to do. That's like looking at yourself in the mirror and admitting to yourself when you've done something wrong and when you've done something right. It's never as good and it's never as bad as what I thought it was.
That's Bears tight end Dante Rosario, or should I say the switchblade, because he plays special teams well and certainly in that fullback role. And here with Andy Bischoff, the Bears tight ends coach on the Bears Coaches Show here at Hallis Hall. I got into a conversation with him about it last week and actually did a radio feature on it because he was a college linebacker, recruited as a college linebacker, played that in high school, but also on the offensive side of the ball, and they moved him. They moved him to tight end and fullback, and so it's something he's embraced. He really likes playing that role. It's maybe not stereotypical in terms of body type, but how do you think he's grown over the course of the season in that position?
Yeah, he has the versatility to do it. And I think he welcomes any role that we give him. I've said it before, and I continue to believe it. There's nobody in the building that has a more expansive game plan than him. I mean, you really think about it. The guy's got to learn the Y position as a tight end, the F position as a fullback. He's got to be able to be in the slot, be lined up in the backfield. And then you add the special teams roles that he has, and really from a mental aspect to his game plan— There's nobody who's got more to do. And so I'm really proud of him, the way he's embraced it, as you've said. You know, we would have loved to have Tony Fiametta. That wasn't possible at a portion of the season. It's a part of our role as a tight end that we always cross-train for, because the inevitability is that he needed to be Tony's backup. And what it turned into is he became that role. And so, you know, I think we're very proud of what he's done and appreciate, you know, that going forward.
Could Marty do that at some level?
We always joke with Marty. I mean, some of those things, we think he can. He his kind of running joke is one of those types of reps per game is the running joke. And so there's times when he takes the rep in practice. There's times when he takes the rep in walkthrough, Marty, and he'll look over and say, now, won a game, you know. And so that's kind of the joke.
Yeah.
When you carry two tight ends on the roster, Marty doing that is a possibility. Now with having Blake as a third, we would be likely to go to Blake before Marty in those roles. But Marty's a guy who can do it all. It's just a matter of how we choose to use him.
Right. And, you know, for him to get the leverage on a linebacker in the hole, full speed, I'd rather keep him outside.
Absolutely.
You know, exactly. Now tell us about Blake, because he's new to the roster, a rookie out of Cincinnati. Blake Annan, tell us about him.
You know, he's been a real positive. I mean, since he's been here, he came from Philadelphia, was in camp with them. And what we see in Blake is a guy with hands that catch everything, a physicality to him that is comparable to Dante and what his skill set is. He played some of that wing slot type of player in college, so he has some of that in his background. And he has special teams in his background. And so as the weeks went on, he got closer and closer and closer to getting on the roster. And he actually got his first offensive rep in the game the other day.
Yeah.
If you remember, we were hurrying up at the end of a quarter. And for his first Bears rep, he had to not only hurry up, we changed personnel groupings, we got the playoff, he did everything right. So, again, a guy that we're looking forward to for the future.
How are his hands?
Hands are very good. Suction cups, soft hands, looks it in. You know, he gets the benefit of being Greg Olsen when we played Carolina or Jason Witten and all those roles. And, you know, whenever there's not enough targets for the tight end and the look teams, he always makes the defense aware of it. And, you know, he wants those opportunities.
Well, you know, that's not a bad label to have, right? Especially if you're successful. It was years ago here, a guy by the name of Marcus Robinson, who had a couple of really good seasons for the Bears at wide receiver. And he was on the look squad along with James Allen, who was a running back here. And I used to hear stories about these two guys, and there was a third guy I can't remember right now, but they would be tearing it up. They'd be tearing it up. So they, you know, obviously the radar's on. They're getting into the lineup, and that's how you can do it. I mean, you just can't be dismissive about practice, and guys can't feel like there's no chance.
Absolutely,
you got to give them a carrot, right?
Absolutely, and we take it from the look squad to the next man up squad. It really is. And the nice thing is you can always take the fundamentals and techniques that we're trying to teach for our offense, and even though you're running the other team's play, you can use our technique in doing so. And our guys, you know, both Blake and Jake Maxwell do a very nice job of carrying over our technique and using it against our defense when we have those periods. And so then you have something that's tangible to coach off of that's within our system.
And Jacob Maxwell is another rookie out of Louisiana Lafayette.
Right.
What's his background?
Again, similar, a slot F type of player, lighter than the rest of them, but a really, really tough young man and physically strong, has made a presence in the weight room. Both he and Blake are making a very strong presence with Mike Clark in the weight room. And that's very positive for the future.
The Bears Coaches Show with head coach Mark Trestman continues exclusively on the home of the Bears, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
And welcome back into the Chicago Bears Network studios at Hattusaw with Bears tight ends coach Andy Bischoff. Our remaining moments with him, we'll be hearing from Coach Trestman here in just a moment. And the season being as it has been, very disappointing, obviously, for everybody involved in the record and so forth. And you guys are as thick as thieves, tight friends. What's it been like for him, and what's it been like for the coaching staff?
You know, I think disappointment is as clear as you can make it. I think whenever you come to work in a place like this with the resources that we have here and the talent that we believe we have on this roster, expectations were very high. And so I think as the weeks have gone on, the more you scratch your head, just continues on, because you think this is going to be the week and this is going to be the turn. And I think, as Mark has said throughout the year, our guys practice their tails off. I mean, they come to this building after we have lost a game and put it behind them and come to work, and you feel great about what's heading into the next week. And then the disappointment has happened. And so it certainly hasn't been easy, but we do our very best to put it behind us, move on, look forward to the next opportunity. And I can say with a very strong conviction that our staff has been able to do that, and that we walk into each game with a sense of confidence and a sense of we can do this and a sense of this is going to be the week that we turn the corner. And some of those weeks it's happened, and some of the weeks it's been disappointing again. And so
brings me to this word, and it's a word I keep using, is perplexing.
It really is.
It's perplexing.
It's mind-boggling. It's head-scratching. It's perplexing. You can put all those words together, and it equals the same thing. And what I can tell you is it's not a building of people that are coming in feeling sorry for themselves. It's not a building of people that are hopeless. It's a building of hope and energy and work. And unfortunately, we've stubbed our toe enough along the way that we've disappointed ourselves in these outcomes.
Quick word on the Saints.
Yeah, the Saints, again, so now here we are, and we're approaching a Monday night football audience with a team that is likely to be tied. Who knows how tonight will go for Green Bay and Atlanta, but is likely to be tied for their division with our same record. And good for them and their opportunity.
It's nuts.
And so what we know is we're going to get a team that's going to come here ready to try to win and be first in their division. And what we know about our team is that we're going to be excited for that opportunity on Monday Night Football in front of America. And so we practice today, and we give the guys a couple days off, and now we'll bring it back Thursday and be excited for this challenge.
Andy, we appreciate your time. As Bears tight ends coach Andy Bischoff,